It's funny, Oglethorpe told us, and I didn't look into it. I think a couple people did. But like he made a the latest one was like on the oh we got Saw Poppy. What's up, man? Yo, come be a speaker, man. Come be a speaker, man. Overflow told us he was on Monday. He was like, yo, I saw Poppy TikTok, he might be fighting. And for some reason, I just didn't look into it until now. And I was like, oh, Sam, I forgot Overflow said, the Saw Poppy might be fighting. And then I put two and two together. I'm like, okay, DK Money. Okay, we got Saw Poppy. What's good, man? Okay, he's currently on mute.
What's up, everybody? Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah. What's
Yeah,
good, man?
what's good? Good morning.
Yeah, man,
Where are you
it's
guys from?
good.
America, yeah? It's only 9 a.m. around here.
Okay, yeah, it's about to be 4 a.m. where I'm at currently.
Oh shit. That's very I can't wait. I can't wait to showcase my boxing skills, you know? Because I've been
Yeah.
boxing for a while.
That's the thing, like Monday we had Overflow on, and because he wants to face K Frazier, and he mentioned name, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember, because you was in the video with Jarvis Frazier, hitting that pad with
You're
those
right, you're right. Yeah,
with the big dudes.
I was one of the strongest punchers down there, you know?
Well, that's the thing, like I mainly watch it for Jarvis, and I was like, okay, this dude got some power, but I was like,
It's
okay,
natural, bro. Natural power.
I'm yeah. And so when Overflow said that, yet Monday I wasn't even clicking, and then today I was just searching. I was like, man, something has to happen, like some kind of announcement. I stumbled upon your page, and I was like, oh snap, yo, you said it, because I thought Overflow was like, it might be a rumor, but you have said yourself. I was like, oh, this dude's fighting. And then I'm
Yeah,
like,
I wanna fight.
yeah. So
Yeah,
like, first off, man, how did that opportunity come together?
social Star Boxing emailed me and asked me if I wanted to participate. Because one of them they're like around here. They're from around here, so
That man. So you will be representing Team UK.
yeah, correct, yeah.
Man, and so, in the video,
I
because
was I actually wanted to fight Overflow, but something like
that's the
something
thing.
happened to him. Yeah, he didn't want to, like, you know.
Yeah, because that's what he explained in the when he was on here Monday,
Yeah.
and he wanted to fight Frazier because like they had a little story, not on beef, but like they're boys. He's I'd rather fight him. And I was like, okay,
Yeah.
cool. And I don't know, for some reason I just didn't look into it. I looked in today. I was like, oh, something, this dude's fighting. Like there ain't no rumor, like you said yourself. And so I was like, that's dope, man. So how long have you been boxing?
Well, I started boxing since I was like maybe like 10 years old, but I never had like really like proper training, you know. Like just in Philippines, just boxing on the street with other kids and stuff. So I've been fighting like, you know, for a very long time.
You've been boxing since 10, but you haven't taken it seriously. How long have you been taking it seriously?
Maybe I never really taken it seriously, no. But I like boxing. Yeah, I always like train and stuff. Because sometimes I go to the university and like spar people like just for fun.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, like it's real late over US, so I know when people. It's funny because like when I post, if you don't know, on Fight Lounge, I cover, YouTube boxing as well as UFC and boxers. I was like, okay, by the time people wake up, they're gonna see this. And when I saw you respond, I was like, oh, he must live in the UK, because you just respond to everything live. And I was like, so I'm like, wait till people here wake up. They're like, wait a minute, and so. I don't know if you can say anything about Showstar, but like I put two and two together. I'm like, okay, it's Saw Bass from Stop Poppy, I'm sorry. Stop Poppy is from the UK.
Yes, sir.
And DK Money recently signed on. I put two in front of your videos. Are you similar a weight class? Like what weight class would it be? Would it be cruiserweight, heavyweight?
Right now we're about like 90 kilogram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, I don't know if you can get drop the exclusive, but can you name or give a hint who you will be fighting on Showstar?
It will be announced in a couple of days, so you just have to like wait in it.
Gotcha.
A
That's
couple
why I
of
was.
months. But anybody can get it, like, you know, I'm training. So anybody my height, I can get it, bro.
That's what's up, man. It's just crazy because
They're gonna
I
get
was.
salted on that night. It's gonna be a
Well,
war.
that's the thing about it, man. It's like, you know, like how, because I haven't talked to anybody on the UK side, but like, you know, you would be. I might talk to some UK people before, but you'd be the first one. So like, how? Okay, are you anywhere near Wembley Arena?
Yeah,
Like you.
it's probably like 30 minutes away by train, so it's not that far.
Okay, how will it? How would that feeling be? Fighting at Wembley Arena, you have your
I
friends,
mean,
your family.
it's crazy because it's gonna be my first fight and it's gonna be in Wembley Arena. So that's like a dream come true, man. The first Filipino to like fight in Wembley.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like that's why I talked to a couple. I haven't talked to any American, like people on the show star, like Alex, Temper, Vitaly, somehow he's representing us, and I haven't talked to them yet, but I know for them traveling on the UK, I hope because like I come from a boxing fan, UFC fan, so I know like you know you're gonna be home. I know the advantage and disadvantages. Like again, like I said, you're gonna have your friends there, you're gonna have your family there, you're gonna have people like, man,
Yeah,
look at you know, look like
nice,
Google.
man. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, but the another thing is the pressure. You do want your family there. You know, so you don't want to lose. You don't. That's also like the knockout. So have you thought about like, is it? I assume you'd be on the undercard, but do you feel any kind of pressure fighting at home?
No, I don't have any pressure, man. I do this all the time. Like, you know, I spar people all the time, man. It's not like, you know, it's just a walk in the park, bro.
Bet that, man. I bet that. And again, thanks for joining in, man. I do this Monday through Wednesday. I work. I have a full time job. I work Thursday through Sunday, but I do all the time. Like Keemstar Foosie has swing by. Wade Concept, who's gonna be the commentator, Showstar. He's been on here. Have you heard of Wade?
Yeah, I've been seeing him like on Showstar stories.
Yeah, he does comment. He does like breakdown and stuff. He's a real cool guy. He's from the US. Who would you like to see on the UK commentary side?
I don't really know, bro. I
I
don't
mean,
know.
you want me.
I don't really focus on that. No,
Yeah.
I just want to fight. That's it. I just
Makes
want to
sense.
get in the ring. That's it.
Makes sense because you'll be in a ring. You won't be able to hear them
No, I
anyways.
won't be able to.
But, you know, if you win and get a spectacular knockout, you want to go back and play it, and then you'll be able to listen to them. Okay, man. Have a again. Thanks for stopping by. For people who, and again, once people wake up and they see this, for people who this is the first time that they heard about you, man. Explain a little bit about your TikTok and saw Poppy.
Yeah, man. It's very early in the morning. I went to the gym, man, training around like 5 a.m. So I just got back.
Putting in work.
Yeah, put in the work, man. I know my opponent is sleeping right now. I can do this all day, man. I'm training for 12 rounds, not 3 rounds.
Okay, so well, that's what I was going. That's another thing I was going to
I
say. How many rounds is your fight?
it's like 3 rounds, 2 minutes each.
Okay.
1 minute rest. So that's like easy. I do that all the time.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. You seem very confident, man. You seem very confident.
Yeah, because I know exactly my skills, and these guys, like, you know, they don't have footwork, anything. They don't know angles.
I will say you're, and again, for people who I'm actually going to drop your video in the video I saw you with Jarvis and Fraser and all that. It's first time that I saw. But yeah, man, like you've seen. Okay. Have you been in gym with Fraser and Jarvis since the video dropped?
No, I've never been in the gym with them, no.
Oh, okay. That's kind of like we want just for video.
Yeah, just for the video,
Got you. Only reason I ask because Alex and Face Temper have been training together. Deji and King Candy have been training together. So that's why I threw it up
I
there.
would like to find, like, these guys in the future.
Got you.
If I get an opportunity, man, I'll take this guy.
Okay, well that'd be
I'll
next
take these
thing.
guys up, man. Especially Deji.
That's gonna be my next question, man. After again, we don't know who your opponent is yet, but like who, name some name drop some names who you would like to fight in the future.
I would like to fight Gib, Slim, Deji. Who else? Blueface. He's still fighting. Blueface is still fighting. I don't know, like, but those guys. Maybe Austin McBroom, Bryson, all these guys.
Okay, man. Okay, that's
I'm
what's
gonna
up.
try to drop down in weight as well, so
You
I can like fight like in the smaller guys.
got you, man.
You
We
should try to fight.
actually have a question. We actually have a
Yes,
question.
sir. Yes, sir.
You should try fight NA Productions. You can go to Dubai, you know. That's easy money. Do you know him?
Sorry, what was that?
He said you should fight NA Productions over at
In a
Social Knockout.
production.
So
Yeah,
did you,
I
you
would like to. I would like to. Maybe after this event, it would be nice to like fight in Dubai.
I would, man. I think there's two, and thank you for the question. There's two different type of influencer YouTube boxer. There's one who fights a lot, and there's others who wait for the big fight. And some of the big fights come, some of they don't. So for you, man, it's not like you're trying to be active. You're not trying to be one and done. Wait.
This is what I wanna do, man. I've been training for this, man, since I was young. But this is my opportunity now, so I gotta take it.
Big facts, man. That's big facts. So what? How old are you?
I'm 27, bro.
Okay. So yeah, that's what's up, man. Because again, this is an opportunity, man. It's exposure. That's one thing what I like about YouTube boxing. Is YouTube boxing is three things. It's money, clout, and bragging rights. If I beat you, can I have bragging rights that I beat you? Number two, can I gain clout? Can I have exposure because I beat you? And lastly, can I make money by beating you? Yeah, that's really what Okay,
But
so
right now,
okay.
I'm not doing this for money. Like, this is my first fight,
Yeah.
so I just want to showcase my skills. That's it.
Okay, I have a quick question. Okay, so your opponent, is it confirmed? Is it official? Is it signed?
It's been confirmed, signed and everything.
Gotcha. Okay. So have you started training camp?
Yeah, I've been training like
Since
since like maybe 2 months ago.
two months.
I knew
Okay.
I knew this social
So,
like boxing, yeah, Showstar Boxing was gonna happen, but I wasn't planning to join at first because I had a full-time job
got you.
like back then, but now I do this full-time now, so I'm free.
Hey, I mean, I'm right with you with the full-time hustle, man. That's why, like I said, I'm off is on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So that's what's up, man. I know it's everybody's dream to like quit the day job and just do content creation full time, or in your case, fight full time. So in your training camp, who have you been sparring against? Have you been sparring against? Well, have you been that far? Have you been sparring? Have you gone that far yet?
I've been sparring with like my coaches, like my brothers, but like amateur boxers in uni. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Bet, man, bet. Okay, man. Well, again, thanks for stopping by. I do this. I'm probably gonna do this again later on today. The only thing is, by the time I get on, it might be like 11, 8:30, maybe midnight after midnight. That's a bad thing because of my schedule. Since you're out here, man, have you seen the other four fights announced for Showstar?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, main event is Deji versus Aswasabi.
Yep.
Co-main event is King Candy versus FaZe Temper. Third fight is Christian, I think that's his name, versus Vitaly.
Vitaly, yeah.
Yeah, fourth fight is a heavyweight. That's Arns versus Minicon.
Yeah.
And so
And
it's
then
gonna be
me.
exciting. Yeah, you're on there. So I will say, let's bring up Gib. When Gib was on KSI versus Joe Weller one, he had TKO victory. And then he got a bare fight, KSI versus Logan one. He fought Jay Swindler. His next fight, because of his recent how spectacular performance he had, yet he was awarded the Jake Paul fight. Now he lost, but each performance got better and better, so you got bigger fights. So do you intend to steal the show at Showstar on March 5th?
Yeah, I'm planning to, yeah. I want to showcase my my boxing skills, man. So I want to be like on my top performance.
I feel that, man.
But
That's
I'll
the
try
one.
my best, man. I'll try my best, like I'll be like Manny Pacquiao and like show people what they want to see.
Hey, man.
That's
Hey,
all,
talk.
man. Let the fish do the talking, bro.
I feel that, man. Because I was going to say, are you going to be, again, if you go on your TikTok, you see, your personality. Are you ready to do the showman side of YouTube boxing as well?
Oh yeah, of course, man. I want to be like Prince Nassim.
There you
Know what I mean? Like dancing around, like all that bullshit.
go. Hey, that's how you gotta
Prince
do it.
Salt
Like,
Papi, that's what you're gonna call me now, Prince Salt
there you
Papi.
go. Hey, that's how you gotta do it. Look like Slim, Gib. Y'all gotta bring that swag. You gotta bring,
Yeah, I
you
got
know,
swag, bro.
yeah. You gotta bring, do you, man? We're getting close. We're like 32 days away, man. It'll be here before you know it. Have you picked out your walkout song yet?
Yeah, it's gonna be way too sexy, bro.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up, though,
I'm
man.
gonna have to do the fake run as well, all that shit.
Hey, don't tire yourself out.
No.
If
Everything
you
will be in
do
slow motion.
that. That's okay, man. That's what's up. Again, man, thanks for, doing this. It's just so funny because Overflow told us, like, yeah, he was offered the fight, and then he told my Frazier. I think because I was so focused on him versus Frazier happening, I just didn't look into it. And I was like, oh, Sam, it was right here the whole time. So thanks for stopping by and doing this, man.
It's all good. It's all good.
I'm trying to think. Okay, there. And again, this on my Twitter account, I try to have a small, YouTube boxing community. Like, a lot of people, a lot of my followers, they're fight fans as well, but especially YouTube boxing fans, man. So it's anything that you want to tell them, like, yo, like you tend to steal the show. So anything you want to tell them.
Nothing really. Just buy the tickets and then watch my performances. They have to wait. But
I feel that,
it's
man.
gonna be a great fight. Whoever I fight, I'll like put on a show. That's it.
Big facts, man. Big facts. I will say for Social Knockout, they was talking about having an event before Ramadan. I don't think it's gonna happen. I don't think they have any big name opponents. So I think they're gonna do one afterwards. So I guess that's spring or even summer. If you want to be active, man, again, I don't know if Showstar 2 is going to happen, but like, man, if it does my advice, if you want to be active, fight on Showstar, be a showman, steal the show, have people remember your name, and then like call Slim, because Slim is another guy who that's why I like Slim. He's active, he wants to fight. And if you call out Slim
But this
and
guy, they're too small. I'm too big for these guys.
who Slim?
Yeah, I'm 90 kilogram G.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try to drop down first, and then when I'm on my weight, and then yeah,
Got you.
gonna take a
But
while, isn't it?
it's possible. I will say it's definitely possible, man. Have you heard of a guy? Again, I'm name drop this person. You may have heard of him. He might be your opponent, but have you heard of Nick Ireland?
Nick Ireland. I've seen his Instagram before.
He fought DK Money on the bare knuckle fighting on the he fought on the event of the Blue Face. Blue Face fought that. Yeah. Yeah, and so Nick Ireland, he weighs, again, I'm not going to kilograms because I'm in the US, but he's like around 180. And
That's what
he
I'm
said,
yeah. Maybe I'm around that weight, not sure.
okay. It like I said, man, things I'm actually going to put this on YouTube and people will check it out. So, but oh, okay, so like, because again, like, I know, fortunately, whenever I drop somebody's fighting, I used to call people like who, and I'm like, welcome them, because seriously, because we are like fight fans. Like I always tell people, at one point in time, Conor McGregor was a prelim fighter.
Exactly.
At one time, Canelo was a nobody. At one time, so again, that's the bad thing about about the internet, people. But hopefully, because I'm gonna put this on YouTube, and people are like, oh, okay, we do know a little bit, about him, and people will be happy to hear that you're serious about this. This isn't no one and done.
Man, ain't no joke, man. They keep sleeping on me and they all go to sleep.
Big facts, man. Big facts. But yeah, man, is there anything else you want to say? Because like I said, it's like four cents.
Nothing else, bro.
It's
Nothing else.
okay, because like 4:17, and I was like, yo, let me get, because I know when people wake up, they're like, wait a minute, what? Big Poppy? And then I'd be like, and I got an interview with them. If I was out. So they'd be, oh yeah, man, tell everybody your socials, your IG, Twitter, TikTok, all that.
So y'all can follow me on TikTok at Busta Breezy, and on Instagram Busta Breezy Official, and on Twitter Busta Breezy, YouTube So Poppy. That's it.
Got you, man. And again, like I said, it's like 4:18 a.m. So I'm about to dip and go to sleep.
Yeah,
But
go to sleep, man.
hey, I'm looking forward to the announcement. Looking forward to
Let's get it.
this, because again, man, I'm a UFC fan, boxing fan, of course. I can tell to my name, Mr. YouTube Boxing. So I'm a huge YouTube boxing fan, and so I'm gonna be paying attention to your fight. So you're gonna sell a show.
Yes,
You
of course, man. All I know,
gonna be.
this event is gonna be crazy. That's all I know.
Man, you're gonna be coming out to
I'm
wait for Zach,
excited, man.
see?
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Hey, I'm gonna be hyped. So, and again, man, whenever I have, I'll make an announcement like an hour before I do it. So if you're able free, Monday was crazy. We had Happy Punch Promotions, Showstar, and Social Gloves all listen to the tour space at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, all three different
It's a
companies.
bit early right now, so it might be like sleeping in it.
That's what I think. But again, man, thanks for coming on. And what and
All good,
again
bro.
and again like whenever you're and I know you can't say your opponent, my prediction, I think you're fine, DK Money. And if you do fight DK Money, okay, listen, do you know who he is, DK Money? Have you heard of him?
He's the one who fought Nick
Nick Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah. So
No, I know. Yeah, I've seen them on Instagram before.
have you seen that fight?
I've seen it.
Okay.
It's not that good.
Okay.
There's no skills, man, just punching.
And another person who I think is Helen Ham. He has fought
I know that guy
previously.
too, yeah.
So him, what do you think of his performance under the KSI Logan one?
It's a bit sloppy as well. It wasn't that good. So if he fights me, I don't
So
know, man.
one more thing.
I'm just gonna be too fast, I guess. I think.
Are
So
you
he's.
ready? Are you ready for the adrenaline jump? The adrenaline jump that might happen.
Don't know, man. You just have to see.
Got you, because.
I'm probably gonna have to eat some sneakers or before I fight.
Only reason I said it is because everybody from KSI, Deji, to Logan.
No, I'm gonna try to just stay calm, like always.
Well, yeah, I only say because all of them have said as soon as the bell rings, you forget. Yeah. you know they all.
No, I'm used to it. I had so much sparring, like, you know. I'm able to stay calm, like, all the time.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say, especially that first round, man. That first round is going to, like, get hit you. Like, oh, shit, this is real.
I'm able to take hits. Like, you know, I always get hit. Like, you know, I always try to, like, feel my opponent's power, especially when I'm, like, sparring. So, yeah, I'm used to getting hit as well.
Bit, man.
But not, like, in the head. Like, you know, just blocking and stuff.
Got you. Okay, man. Again, I'm going to have to wrap it. It's so late over here. But appreciate you stopping by. You know, like I said, I'm posting this on. Of course, when it gets announced, people aren't familiar with you. But hopefully with this interview, people will know a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Man, so appreciate you, man. Looking forward to your fight. And looking forward to you still on the show. I mean, there's going to be a lot of good scraps on this show, man. People are overlooking it. You know, Gibb and Austin Broome isn't on there. Mm-hmm. You know, Jay Mix, you know, isn't on, potentially isn't all there. But I was like, yeah, there isn't. You want there to be a show star too. You know, you want us to the show. So then, mm-hmm. show star too, you can get some big names.
Yeah. Of course, man.
Man.
But this is just the beginning, isn't it?
Facts. Big facts, yeah. Man. Okay, man. Well, I'm going to wrap this up. Again, thanks for stopping by.
Man. Yeah. Good night. Good morning.
Man. Man, so peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody. Let's go,
man. So peace, like, out. Hey, it be here before you know it, man. So everybody, stop by. Appreciate it. This was a very special edition, like late night, early morning edition. So yeah, peace out.